USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The suspect in Sunday's fatal parade incident in Waukesha had been released on $1,000 bail earlier this month, according to court records and the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, which said in a statement released Monday that the bail had been set inappropriately low. In a news conference Monday, authorities named Daryl Brooks, 39, as the suspect, killing five people and injuring 48 others.
The Waukesha Police Department is referring five counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation, but those will come in time.
Fox News commentators Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes have quit the network, saying they're upset over a documentary about January 6th that was produced by Tucker Carlson. Fox says their contracts, which were about to expire, were not going to be renewed. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said Thursday that two Republicans booted from committees this year, Representatives Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, would get those seats restored if Republicans win the majority in 2022.
They'll have committees. The committee assignment they have now, they may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments. I think with Gosar, those are the ones he wants. Taylor Greene, she was just a freshman. I know she's requested others. She has a right to serve on committees.
McCarthy also reiterated his threat that a future Republican House majority may remove Democrats from committees as retaliation for the votes this year. A research paper published in The Lancet, authored by a German professor, argued that government's stigmatization of unvaccinated individuals is not justified because fully vaccinated individuals play a relevant role in transmitting COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
COVID numbers are higher in 2021 than in 2020.
The CDC says COVID-19 has killed more Americans this year than last year. Numbers from Johns Hopkins University show more than 392,000 people have died from COVID-19 so far this year, compared to just over 377,000 in 2020, and there's still a month to go. Altogether, more than 770,000 Americans have reportedly died from the coronavirus, with new infections rising in 38 states. Some of the biggest surges are seen in blue states such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, and New Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Black Lives Matter supporter, accused of driving last year through a crowd of supporters of then-President Donald Trump, won a round in court. On Friday, Judge Michael A. Lieberson ruled in favor of Tatiana Turner, who allegedly ran over two protesters in September 2020 in Yorba Linda, California. Lieberson ruled that Turner's attorney was not given the chance to present witnesses or arguments during a preliminary hearing. The court finds the defendant was denied a substantial constitutional right, the judge said. After the ruling, prosecutors immediately refiled the charges against Turner, which include attempted murder, mayhem, and multiple counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Turner pleaded not guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.